Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 16, 2023. Big changes. Question: by changing ourselves, we will change the quality of our perception of things that are happening in the corporeal world, but will we not be able to influence the circumstances themselves and change them? The circumstances will still be repeated, but having changed spiritually, will we stop reacting to them the way we do now? Or will circumstances also change? Answer: we cannot see the whole picture, but we can make things change not only in our feelings but even in external circumstances. Question: what will happen once people are corrected? Answer: a new world will come. I am sure it will happen, and it will be fast. From Cab TV's Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, May 18, 2023. Ordinariness skills spirituality. Question: what causes the transformation of the Kabbalist students into ordinary Hasidim? Is it because of habit? Answer: yes, habit becomes second nature. A person gets used to it. He has a schedule. He has a group. Everything is organized around him, all problems and all good deeds. Life flows automatically. And this Philistinism kills spirituality. It is pleasant. It is stable. And if someone is against it, then such a person is not loved. Question: what is the way out in this case? Answer: excite yourself and each other in any way in order to somehow wake up. After all, a group without a teacher is always a catastrophic transition for it, if it is saved at all. I do not want to say anything about the students of Rabesh, in what condition they are today. But all this can be seen. And even when Baal HaSulam died, and he had 5 to 6 students at the time, everyone except Rabesh simply drooped. They sat separately, read Psalms, and did not gather together. The same thing happened with the former students of Rabash, whom I brought to him as young guys. I heard that sometimes they get together with 2 or 3 people on holidays. This is what it is. They are practically all alone. Everyone minds their own business. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Teacher, April 30th, 2011. Influence through a question. Question: when you answer questions, are you making some kind of correction? Answer: of course. If a question comes from a clear desire of a person, sits inside him as an urgent need for spiritual advancement, and he raises it to me, and I take this question and begin to process it, to feel it inside myself, answer it, and interact with the person, with the desire of that person, then, naturally, a certain spiritual correction occurs. But in principle, this does not make it easier for that person. He still needs to do his actions. I simply perform my extraneous spiritual actions. Personally, I do not need them. But I sort of scatter and sow such fields around me with all sorts of answers to questions. Thus, the general information field becomes broader, more accessible, and more fertile. This information field will already be prepared for people who one day will come to Kabbalah. That is why I like to answer questions. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Influence through question, April 16, 2011. Move away from the false perception of life. Question: why do we believe that there are reincarnations of souls? Answer: what does reincarnations mean? We are a single thought, one collective soul. This thought remains. This soul remains. Nothing changes. Only the picture we imagine changes, meaning, we do not exist in the thought itself, but in this picture as an imprint of that thought within it. In other words, I have a soul that is a thought, and there is a body or our world that is a picture that is currently being shown to me. We live in some kind of illusionary, imagined world. Actually, it does not exist. It is projected to us from various projectors, and we exist in this holographic or laser image, which is as if suspended in the air, in space. But all this is projected by thoughts. Gradually, we need to move away from our false perception of life. And when the question about the meaning of life awakens in us, it means that we are beginning to become human. We begin to connect with the thought. Question: you describe the influence on me of these projectors, thoughts, and everything else that shapes my perception. I understand that, but why does material perception prevail in me? Answer: because you must connect back through the thread to your projector that projects you onto this world by yourself by reaching your root or locking onto it at least to some extent, and begin to understand the meaning of your life, influence how this projector will now shape you in our world, and gradually gravitate toward it. Question: is it impossible and even undesirable for a person to build it all in his fantasies, that is, to play along? Answer: why not? Let him play. I only welcome it. Movies like The Matrix and others nevertheless develop our imagination by showing us that there are possibilities of states in the world that gradually bring people closer to the probability of these possibilities. From CabTV's I Got a Call. What is a person's eye? April 16, 2011. Open up the entire universe. Question: the article Lock and Key of the introduction of the Book of Zohar is about the key that both opens and closes a lock, that is, something concealed. What is this quality within a person that opens and closes a lock in this context? Answer: it depends on the qualities of the person who is coming closer or moving away from the Creator. In accordance with this, he either opens or closes the entire universe for himself, all of nature. You will be able to find the key that reveals the actions of the Creator within yourself if you change the qualities of reception anew to qualities of bestowal. This can be done only if you are in a group, in connection with others who are similar to you, when you together help each other to rise above your egoism and open yourself to others. It turns out that in this way you come closer to each other, and it becomes clear to you how you can attain the entire nature. This happens according to the law of equivalence of qualities. You can reveal the actions of the Creator only if you yourself perform similar actions with your desires. From CabTV's introduction of the Book of Zohar, May 21, 2023. Do not lose your soul. Comment: Arcady writes, my parents brought me up very strictly. When they wanted to punish me, they never laid a finger on me, my father just used to come close to me, look at me sternly and say, Arcady, you are destroying your soul with this. This made me even more afraid than if I had been punished. I was afraid of losing my soul. Why? Why are we so afraid of this? And at the same time, we do not know anything about it. My response: probably it still affects a person, even a child. Because this is really considered in our perceptions as the final loss of something great, big, and special. Question: do we have this feeling that there is a soul in us? Answer: it is just a feeling of life that you can suddenly find yourself in a state in which you will not feel like you are living. Question: then what is the soul? Answer: the soul is a part of the Creator in a person. Comment: this is very high. My response: yes, this is how it is said, Creator's particle from above. Question: can you decipher this a little? Answer: no, I cannot, because there is no soul in a person so that you can point to something and say, this is your soul. Question: so what am I afraid of losing then? Answer: the fact is that a person is afraid of losing connection with eternity, with the Creator, with something that he cannot acquire. This scares him very much. Comment: you just said a phrase that also needs to be explained, there is no soul in a person. My response: the soul means the quality of bestowal and love through which a person can feel the eternity of nature and the infinity of creation. Comment: but we keep saying that there is a small point in a person, some kind of germ. My response, a rudiment. Question, during the course of life should a person come closer to this point in him, the germ of the soul? Answer, he must not only come closer, he can reveal it. This can really be an eternal great acquisition for him. Question, in principle, if we are talking about the purpose of a person's life, then can we say that the purpose of a person's life is to come closer and reveal this point? Answer, yes, this possibility exists in every person. Question, the possibility to reveal this point called the rudiment of the soul? Answer, yes. If you start working with it, it turns into an ever-increasing sense of true creation that exists eternally. Question, so going back to the beginning, can we say that we surreptitiously or subconsciously somewhere feel that there is something like that within us? Is this what we are afraid of losing? Answer, yes. Question, why are we not all searching for this point all the time? Why does the thought that we need to look for this point within ourselves not come to everyone, that this is life, eternal life? Answer, the fact is that this is just not interesting to an ordinary person. He lives the life of his animalistic organism, which contains him and controls him. And this, in general, is his life, his existence. Question, what makes a person suddenly start looking deeply inside of himself, looking for this point? Answer, the desire not to lose something eternal. Question, are we going back to this anyway? Is this the fear of losing this eternal something and the desire to find it? Basically, as you say, everything revolves around this point? Answer, yes. As for everything else, let a person strive for this and he himself will understand, see, find out, and feel what he is missing for that. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, May 15, 2023. Michael Leitman, on Quora, how do you maintain a balance in life? The still, vegetative and animate levels of nature are the only ones in a state of balance, because they have no free choice. They make no decisions as to whether they should behave one way or another, but they behave according to their inborn nature. We people, however, act according to our decisions that are higher than our inborn nature. We thus use these levels of nature, still, vegetative and animate, which are below our human level, egoistically, bending them however we wish for personal benefit. We thus destroy and empty the planet, plant life, animals, and eventually also people, due to the egoistic way we relate to each other and nature. The system we live in was set up so that we reach a state of mutual consideration, encouragement and support. That is the key to entering into a state of balance with nature. By acting contrarily, with calculations of self-benefit overriding those of benefiting each other and nature, we then knock ourselves out of balance with nature. Then, we experience this imbalance as suffering on personal, social and economic scales, and also as ecological blows, whether it be earthquakes, floods, wildfires, pandemics and several other phenomena that we call natural disasters. The more we head into the future without transforming our attitudes to each other and nature, from egoistic to altruistic, then the more we will experience our tightening into dependence negatively. However, if we start relating in a considerate, supportive and encouraging way to each other, then we will see how nature also relates positively to us. Accordingly, we will unlock a new balanced, harmonious and peaceful existence. Based on the video Why We Are Imbalanced with Nature with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.